From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria has resulted in anti-aircraft fire downing an Israeli warplane. It was returning from a bombing raid on Iran-backed positions in Syria earlier in the day. Both Israeli pilots ejected from the F-16 and were injured, one critically. In a video statement in English, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would do whatever was necessary to protect its sovereignty and security.
Israel holds Iran and its Syrian host responsible for today's aggression. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
In a separate statement, Netanyahu said he had spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and both agreed to continue coordination between the two states' armies. South Korea's Olympic outreach achieved a diplomatic breakthrough Saturday when President Moon Jae-in was invited to meet with Northern Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. A letter from Kim Jong-un expressing his willingness to improve inter-Korea relations was delivered to President Moon by the North's leader's sister, Kim Jo-young, during a lunch at for the North Korean Olympic delegation. Before leaving South Korea, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence emphasized the intent of the U.S. and its allies to dismantle North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. This is VOA News.